Sadly, there are people who will sell their life with Christ and will sell their soul very cheaply. It's a sad thing. They will abandon Christ. They will abandon a family, children, for sexual activity that they think will make them happy. And I have observed without exception that people who do this end up less happy than they ever were with their family, and certainly less happy than they were when they followed Christ with integrity. I've seen people who will give up their life in Christ for politics. They will adopt political stances that are directly in contradiction to the Scripture and the will of God. I have seen people sell their souls out for a small amount of money in relation to the value of their soul. And why do they do that? It frustrates me as a pastor. But you know, that frustrates God too. Listen to what he says in Jeremiah chapter 2, beginning with verse 4. Hear the word of the Lord, O house of Jacob, and all the families of the house of Israel. Thus says the Lord, what evil have your fathers found in me that they've gone far away from me and have walked after vanity and are become vain? Neither say they, where is the Lord that brought us up out of the land of Egypt, that led us through the wilderness, through a land of deserts and of pits, through a land of drought and the shadow of death, and through a land that no man passed through, where no man dwelt? And I brought you into a plentiful country to eat the fruit thereof and the goodness thereof. But when you entered, you defiled my land, and you made my heritage an abomination. And the priest did not say, where is the Lord? And they that handled the law did not even know me. And the pastors also transgressed against me. And the prophets prophesied by Baal and walked after things that do not profit. Wherefore I will yet plead with you, says the Lord, and with your children's children will I plead, for pass over the isles of Shittim and see, and send into Kedar, and consider diligently, and see if there be such a thing. Has a nation changed their gods, which are yet not gods? But my people have changed their glory for that which does not profit. Be astonished, O you heavens, at this, and be horribly afraid. Be you very desolate, says the Lord, for my people have committed two evils. They've forsaken me, the fountain of living waters, and hewed out them cisterns, broken cisterns that can hold no water. You see, God, in all his wisdom, is frustrated by our thinking that we would give up the living God for things that don't satisfy us, that we would go back on the grace of God that was displayed to us in Jesus Christ for sex, for money, for politics, whatever it is. He said there are two things have been done that are evil. You forsake me, and then you've created for yourself broken cisterns, something that cannot satisfy, that can't hold water in your life. Oh, please don't abandon the way of Christ for the flesh or for what you think would make you happier than being with Jesus and following him. Oh, friends, there's great evil in that. Follow him today with integrity and ask him and plead with him to give you strength by his Spirit. Father, into your hands I commit my spirit. There is no God but Jehovah God, and he has no son save Jesus Christ. I believe in you. I believe in Jesus Christ. I will follow you, because nothing in this earth can ever satisfy like the relationship I have with you. Help me to walk in that today, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.